Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for motherfucking Friday, October 21st, 2022. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex, and our special guest, the woohoo boop girl, V Hale.
What the?
I'm just excited it's Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Damn, she seems like she's in a good mood.
I'm looking right at you, V Hale. You be coy, you be normal, you be as however you need to be, but you better start spilling everything.
Okay, so it isn't like all rainbows and sunshine and he's gonna come to Alice in Winterland and we're just happily ever after. I think there's some possible games, red flags, and it is quite the roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
Okay, hold on.
What?
We gotta shut up, you guys. Take us through from the last message we saw on Wednesday.
But she just, she just
precise and kind of flow, so we're not just hanging around.
We're gonna follow you.
We left off. Oh my God, maybe we're both awake. Good morning. What are you doing? Right? And I was like, I gotta go, guys. I got a message. Bald Jimmy G. Let's go. So we just exchanged kind of quick things, things that I think are important. He clearly cared about. He was like, do you have any kids? So we've both ruled out. We both don't have kids. We both have never been married.
Okay.
And then I wrapped that up. I was like, that's a rarity at our age, right? And he goes, yep. Kind of a lot of with these one word answers. And I'm like, okay, well,
he answered though.
Errands. Yes. But it was kind of like, I feel in the beginning you maybe can form a whole sentence, call me crazy, like we're trying to exchange messages, get to know each other, but I'm like, all right, don't read too much into it. He said he was working and doing things, so
and he's checking back. That's the thing.
Yeah, and he's responding. I will give him that. He responds not immediately, but like almost. Like there's no games and waiting. That's nice, that's refreshing.
In Bald Jimmy G's defense, because I, first of all, let me just say, I really do not like your attitude so far.
This, okay,
I'm with you, Vinny.
So far, you have ruined my life. I had a whole plan for today, and it was not going to have that kind of attitude you started with. But we'll, okay.
Well, listen.
I'm not done yet. Let me just say that, first of all, only one person in a relationship gets to suck the entire air out of the room. And in this case, it's going to be you. So really, let's be honest. One word answers are what you want.
Okay. Well,
hold on though. Before you keep going though, I want to hear some of these little ticky tack things that you guys are figuring out. Read it to me. I want the whole goddamn thread.
I don't want to waste anyone's like boring time. Okay. So it transferred over to, this was Wednesday. We chatted via text last night, so it grows.
Oh,
so he's, so you, wait,
he's
you've
got his number.
Yes, he asked me for my number, but it's, so I'll go back, but I'm just telling you to preface all this so you guys see where I'm getting, because I'm not going into this negative. Shit went a little weird last night, and that's where I'm kind of like attempting to be hesitant to not fall into a weird gamer trap this guy could be playing.
Okay, so, all right, okay, all right.
No, I'm happy.
Verbatim,
okay.
Give it the whole thing.
Okay. So.
No, hold on. Start with the stuff on the web, on the dating site.
Bumble. Yeah, yes. That's what I'm on right okay. now. Okay, so the whole, it's a rarity at our age, and he says, yep, so that was Wednesday. So yesterday, I was texting my friend, and I said, you know, I felt like the conversation kind of ended, but didn't. I said, is it weird if I message him first again? I don't want to look, like, aggressive. Should I maybe wait till Friday and ask how your week was? She goes, dude, just text him today, or message him today and say, like, what are you doing? What are you up to? She goes, don't, just whatever, right? And I'm like, okay. So I text him yesterday. Again, there's no weird pausing or waiting. He doesn't play games that way. I said, hey, you, what are you up to? He's like, hey, just got home. What about you? I said, watching some true crime, and this is where a red flag comes in. I want to see if you guys catch it. I said, just watching some true crime. How did your day treat you? He said, oh, love that stuff. And I'm like, right, obsessed. He said, we should have a true crime date. Yummy drink and some true crime TV. And I'm like, guy needs to take me out. Like, he's already trying to bring me to his house. I'm sorry. I've been on dating apps a long time. This is what guys do. They try to skip the, like, taking. I don't need a fancy dinner. I don't need a restaurant. Like, don't skip to me going to your house. That's not fair. Like, that's trying to get to Netflix and chill, which is Netflix and fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I then right after he said, have you watched Dahmer yet on Netflix? And so I'm like, I'm going to skip over the true crime thing and go to Dahmer, right? I'm just gonna, I was like, oh yes, wow, certain parts were uncomfortable, like what a show. He's like, yeah, I could only watch like two episodes at a time. I was like, same, usually I binge that stuff. And he said, well, what are you up to this evening? Because this was later in the day ish right?
Like yesterday. Okay, got it.
Last night. Yes, so this last night.
And this is now, have we switched to text now?
Nope, we're still okay, on Bumble. Right. Okay. So I said, well, after this week, a larger glass of whiskey than last night. I said, still some work to do, and then pouring my glass. How about you? And again, he was like, without me, like pouring a glass of whiskey without him. And I'm like, LOL, feel free to ask me out for drinks. I just said it. I'm like, look, yeah. Dude, you want to have me over? Like, you want to have whiskey with me? Then you can take me to a fucking bar or a restaurant.
That's fair.
There. I'm sorry. That's fair. That, yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Feel
with
free
that.
To ask me out for drinks.
And to be fair, my friend and I were chatting about this. A guy will get away with what he can get away with.
Yes.
So if I have to,
he doesn't know you. You don't know him, right?
And the whole thing is like, me typically would love to know.
Vinny's hand is up, Vinny.
Vinny.
I think you have a terrible attitude. I would like to defend Jimmy G. First of all.
I thought this was a question.
Well, it is. There's a question. I'm just building for it. I just needed to say that I think you have a terrible attitude. I know you've had some hard experiences, and you really are trying to be careful. You don't want to waste your time. But he was just giving you more than a one-word answer when he said, yeah, yummy drinks and some true crime. Maybe he meant in 7 weeks, he didn't say. And maybe he means, yeah, after 20 dates, I'm going to buy you 20 dinners before I ask you to
see if you still feel that way.
Okay.
All right.
Let's continue. Let's continue. Okay. All right. Okay.
So I said, feel free to ask me out for drinks. Did a little whiskey emoji. Like, you know, things can get lost in translation. I'm not saying it bitchy.
Sure.
And he said, let's do this. I said, when and where? He said, when are you free? And I said, I'm available tomorrow night. Yeah, this is when I got excited, too, so just buckle up.
Okay.
I'm available tomorrow night. I said, next weekend I'm out of town. I can also do weeknights if that works for you. He said, I'm flexible. Tomorrow night might just might work. I usually do jiu-jitsu from 6 to 7:30.
Oh, jiu-jitsu.
Do you work all day Friday? What's your number? And I said, you know, I haven't said I'm on air yet. So I said, I work Friday. I'm done fairly early is what I said because most people don't end it. What, 3 p.m. my show ends?
Right.
What's my show?
what's my show again?
What's my show again? So, and then I text my number. So he then message is over, and I was like, okay, there's some humor in there. I like that. He has a personality, because obviously I'm very loud and large personality, so it's nice for that to not overwhelm someone. So because we had, this is a spin-off, obviously, of the Jeffrey Dahmer we were talking about. So my phone goes off, and it just says Vanessa. It's not question mark, nothing. And I said, okay, creepy. Like, you couldn't say, like, hey, it's Jason from Bumble. Like, anyways, and he's all, it's Jeffrey. And I didn't pick up on Dahmer. And I was like, no, it's not. And then he waited a while. And I'm like, I'm creeped out. Like, is this someone and not him? And he's like, Dahmer. And I was like, oh, haha, sent a Dahmer gif. I don't know. And I said, orange is your color, I got to say, because it's Dahmer, like, in a jumpsuit or whatever.
Yes, got it.
And we're laughing. And he goes, are you watching TV? And I said, I'm listening to music and drinking whiskey. And he said, why aren't you doing that here?
Okay.
Again, I'm like,
he could just be like, I like this girl.
Yeah,
I really wish he was doing that with me.
Maybe, but again, see where this ends and just see how.
Okay, all right.
So I said, he said, why aren't you doing that here? And I said, because sometimes I'm a lady and you need to take me out a few times before I chill at your house. And he said, chill out. And then sent a laughing emoji. And I'm like, haha. I said, look, my personality gets lost in translation. I'm a sassy one. And he said, I see that. I get it. And I'm like, okay. We went off tracks. We're back on the tracks.
Reset.
The train's a choo-chooing along, all right? I said, I'm feisty in the best way possible. And he, you know how you can like a comment,
yes,
like heart it. Or, yeah, so he hearted it. And I'm like, okay, all right. Ooh, 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 he gets me. All right. And he said, do I get pictures of you or only the Dahmer gifts or whatever? And I said, I'm going to keep you on your toes, Dahmer. I said, you have pics of me. Like, I'm like, at this point, is he asking for titty pics? Like, get a life, dude.
Well, he
like,
didn't
I send those, but not to
randoms, didn't
right?
say titty
he wants
pics.
That.
Yeah.
But that is what he wants. We all know that now. Sure. Got it.
Sorry.
All
right. Okay. Yes. So this is where I'm starting to be like,
you should have been
right,
like,
dude.
Here's a picture of my hand. Here's one of my
this
knee.
Is what I did. So I kind of went that way.
Oh.
I said, you have pics of me. And he said, I want one of you right now, real time. And I said, oh, hell no, LOL. I look like shit. And that was really like, yeah, you're not getting a picture of me real time. Like, what's going on here? And he said, and then I was like, okay, we went back on tracks. I'm scared to meet people. I've been catfished so many times. Check this out. So he sends me a couple pictures of a girl he like swiped right on. And then when he met up with her, what she actually looked like. And I'm dying. I was like, shut up. He totally got catfished. Dude, this picture, she's filtered. It may be like a decade old. Her body, nothing. Like she, okay, let's.
Okay, I got to see this. All right, show me the before. So this is.
He's side by side. He had it all.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
Right?
Yes. Okay, so
there.
She's like dolled up and in a cute pose.
Yeah,
and her hair's long.
I mean,
and then she's like your 40-year-old English teacher. In the next picture, she's attractive enough. I mean, if she could have just put a picture of what she looks like now.
Totally. I mean, she's not terrible, but 100% filtered, not
yes,
like her.
Got
so
it.
I'm like, okay, so the guy's scared. But here's also the thing. The guy's scared. But dude, that's part of online dating. How many times do you show up and you're like, well, fuck, they don't look like their picture. It's a gamble. You're gambling on online dating.
Yeah.
So like I feel... So then I sent him a picture of my whiskey I was drinking. I said, there you go. There's a picture in real time. Trying to maybe keep it fun. I don't know. And so I was like, wait, like, you didn't like her? She seems like she's at your house. Like, I'm confused. He goes, dude, we went out, and afterwards she came with me to my friends. I couldn't get rid of her. And I was like, well, at least you weren't a dick. And you didn't say, like, kick rocks. You brought, all right, I don't know. So anyways, he says...
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
That's, I just went over that.
Just read these verbatim. Just keep reading.
Okay. Oh, I said, do you have the accounts on Bumble where people look different in every single pic and you can't figure out what the fuck they look like? Yup. Again with his yup. And I said, yeah, I said, look, I even put pictures on my profile where I have no makeup on, so there's no surprise next morning face, because it's true. Chicks contour, they do shit. You wake up in the morning, it's another girl in your
Who
bed, whatever.
Who the fuck are you? What'd you do with the cute girl from last night?
Yeah, and I said, your pics were very consistent, because they were 100%. He looked the same. He said, yep, that's me. I said, well, look, dude. I said, V Hale is my Instagram account. I said, feel free to browse. Like, I'm not sending you a picture of me. You can see me in all sorts of situations, full body, whatever, like, he might be worried about.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I only have work IG. And I go, oh, this is where it gets weird. Okay, so this is almost 10 o'clock at night.
So you're, he thinks you want him to give you his Instagram account, and but he's only got one for his...
Oh, what I said. So in his profile on Bumble, he said, no, I won't follow your Instagram account. I think he was just being funny.
Okay.
So I said, well, I'm V Hale on Insta if you want to browse. And I know you won't follow, so I will ask per your profile. Ha, ha, ha. And he was like, ha, ha. He goes, yeah, I only have work IG. So I think he was saying, like, he's not a social media person. Right.
Got it.
Like, and I didn't want to say I'm on it all the time for work. You can see me. Because, again, I'm not really telling
he's going to deduce that. I mean, I think, are there enough references to? Okay. Got it.
So he said, I only have a work IG. And I go, oh, dog grooming salon, right? Yup. Yup is his favorite word.
He's just acknowledging. Uh-huh.
So I said, I love it. Is that in the same city you live in? He goes, no, a different city. And I go, nice. I go, so how did you get into that? Because I was curious. Like, that's a random, like, dog grooming. I don't know. Was it handed to you? You love dogs. He said, magic. That was his response. How did you get into that? And he said, magic. And I'm like,
okay.
So I put a bunch of ha 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 ha's, even though none of it was ha ha. It was fucking stupid, is what it was. Like, I'm
genuinely hold on. How you... Now, no, listen.
That's dumb, Vinny. Come
that's
on,
a dumb
dude.
Joke, yeah.
It's a dumb, but, like. What do you think he got into it? He loves animals. He knows how to cut their hair. He started up. He's an entrepreneur.
But that's not it.
I don't like
how
that.
How you get into radio. Like, well, I love radio. My story's different from other people. I didn't grow up sitting there calling the radio wanting to be on air. I kind of fell into it and was like, I fucking love entertainment. Maybe other people would think I'm funny. I'm going to fucking get on air and try and kill this game. So it was, some people are like, I wanted to be a radio DJ since I was 6 and heard so-and-so every morning in the car with my dad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's all a different story.
Everybody, right?
Like, maybe it was a family-owned business. Maybe, you know, I was just trying to, like, have a conversation about his life and his business. So I said, ha, ha, ha. And then he never responded after that. He sent magic at 9:57, and I sent my stupid too many ha-ha-has because it wasn't ha-ha also at 9:57. So homeboy didn't fall asleep. He didn't go anywhere. Like, he decided to stop his conversation. So
okay,
I'm thinking this is where I land. One of two things. He doesn't want to take me out for a drink, and I basically said, I'm not fucking coming over. Like, you can take me out, and he's over it. Or he browsed my Instagram, and he doesn't like the way I look anymore, and he's not interested.
Impossible. That part's impossible.
No, I don't think it's impossible.
How did you get into that magic? I actually find that slightly rude.
I know you're rooting for me, and I'm trying to stay positive too, but like, he could have said magic, attempting to be funny, even though it's fucking not, and then been like, no, for real, I got into it because whatever. He 100% just stopped the conversation. And now I'm not going to message him again because I started up our convo again on Thursday. Had no problem with that. He's then ended it with this weird magic thing. Like, if I text him again, like, he said I might be available tomorrow night, which is now tonight. Okay, we're in Friday. If this guy genuinely wants to meet up and take me out for a drink, he will reach out and ask me for a drink. That's how I feel where I'm at with this right now.
And I think that you actually established, I'm an old-fashioned girl. I want to be taken out.
Yeah. Here's the thing that I'm trying really hard to do. The old me would have been like, fuck, you want me to come over right now? Like, I'll drink whiskey and ride your dick. But I'm trying to change my ways, dude. And here's the other thing. Like, guys will get away with, even if they're a nice guy. If they know some girl's going to come over and suck and fuck their dick, they're going to do it. And then they're probably not going to like you as much anymore. But if you make them work for it and they are interested, then they'll work for it and probably respect you a little more. It's a fucked up game. So I'm trying to be like, look, dude, you know, I'm not saying this to him, but I'm trying to change my ways. I'm trying to be like, take me out on a date.
I feel it.
You're not in love with him. I feel it, too. You're not in love with him.
No.
This is the ball's in his court. Keep looking at Bumble.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know what
that's
to tell
an
you.
Option.
Here's my Instagram. You can see me on story talking. So you can see me real time doing a video. Posted one this morning for Alice in Winterland.
Can I?
Yeah.
Brittany's hand is up.
I feel like, you know, a lot of things are lost in translation, especially via text messages.
Totally.
I feel like it would be great once you get, you know, he's on an iPhone because he liked your thing, right? You guys probably have the blue messages.
Yeah,
can't
he didn't
you,
have green, thank God.
Can't you, couldn't you just FaceTime? Like, the FaceTime will, I think, will solve a lot immediately. Like,
because
the jokes have come across properly, you know? Like, the magic thing,
here,
who fucking knows?
Here's
like,
my thing. FaceTime, like, why FaceTime? Why not a regular conversation? Like, this guy, like, oh, he's been catfished. First of all, she wasn't a completely different person. Yes, she didn't look the same. But again, that's not my fault. I've also met up with dudes and their pictures didn't look the fucking same. I'm not asking every dude, like, send proof of life that you look the way your pictures do. Like, dude, here's me with no makeup on. Here's full body shots. Like, here, like, everyone in person does look different from their pictures to a degree. Every single person. Because real life is real life and pictures are pictures.
Yes.
So, look, dude, meet up with me. If you don't like the way I look, I'm not going to fucking come hang out at your friend's house after. Like, have a drink with me and you either want to, like, meet up again or you don't. Like, him needing this, like, justification of pictures and FaceTime. Like, and how do you know my picture is showing what it's showing you? It's a picture.
Right.
So, it's just yet another picture.
I agree. You know what? I think you've done all you can. I'm disappointed, but I'm disappointed in him.
Out.
Like the magic thing is a little.
Drinks tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe we still.
Maybe you will. But
Vinny, you can be mad. You can hate my attitude, but don't tell me you think that was a good way to end a conversation. Magic. I say haha, and he disappears. He could have said heading to bed. Good night. No, actually, here's how I really got into it. Like. I'm just trying to start a conversation, dude. How you got into something's not a common question. Like,
okay. Not an uncommon question.
Not like a, duh, I like dogs.
If I could, please.
Please.
Okay.
I feel like I'm getting scolded.
Look, I can feel the tension in you. It's there. Like, you get, there's, this has, this has,
take
like, I feel it in you. I understand. I know there are people listening who are having similar experiences where they're like, what the fuck is wrong with people? So I get it. But here's what I would say to you. This is how I did it for myself when I was still dating. I try to keep it simple on the texts, Like the whole, maybe there is a story about how he got into it and it's just too much to type. Like maybe for him, he's like, fuck, I'm a one word guy on text. I just need to meet you and hang out. So to me, yes, now, because of how it's gone, you need to just wait and see if he hits you up. Like that's all there is to it. Don't write him, yeah. Leave it. If he doesn't write you again, fuck him. I get it. But there's definitely a possibility that there's just some trouble via text here and that these conversations need to happen in person. My personal move was to get some kind of simple understanding that we both want to go have some food and meet each other and then go do that like as quickly as possible. I don't mean like because I want to fuck you that night. I mean because I don't want to be your pen pal. I want to right. meet you and see if we click. So for me, that was always my sort of drive. A lot of people
said,
I went out with
drinks. He said, let's do it. It's there.
Great. So then you're on your, as far as I'm concerned, having listened to all that, if yep. I took your tone out of it and your past experiences out of it, I would probably think that he's going to hit you up and you're going to go get drinks tonight.
Oh
but
my God,
you
I'm dying
really
to find
are
out.
You. I. It feels like he struck a wrong note with you, and so your guard is up, and you feel rigid. I feel it. Like you
I
feel.
Do. And here's where I feel rigid. To be fair, it's not even like oh you're jaded. You hate men because fuck men. God, love you guys, but also what the fuck's wrong with you? But it's because oh like no, it's because why. It's this weird, I don't know. I just feel like we could have had fun. I put it out there. Let's get drinks. And it's going weird. Why are you playing games? Why do you want a picture? Like, dude, just let's meet up. You can figure out. I don't want a pen pal either. That's why I cut to the chase. Why are you going to prolong this and be like, oh, send me a picture of magic, stupid statements. And then why don't you just meet me in person? Then you can find out if you ever want to see me or talk to me again.
He's going to let him ask you. It's the weekend now. You guys met on Wednesday. It's only a couple days later. It's critical.
Right, but he said maybe Friday and then went, I'm saying I'm not reaching out again about tonight.
Okay. Well, I actually think
that's
totally
the right
fair.
Move.
That
that's
is the right
move.
Balls but, in his court.
When he writes, and I think he will, and he'd be stupid not to, let's let the spine out. Let's take a breath.
I am. Yes. I think I'm confused yes. on his motives. And again, this is the lost in translation. He seems, again, doesn't play games, messages right away. I'm a little confused, and it could be lost in translation. Is this guy genuine and wants to meet for a drink, or is this guy like...
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Like, look, dude, sorry, I don't have, like, abs and a fucking, like, I'm not a 10 out of 10 Insta model here. So, like, what are you expecting that you want from pictures, I guess? Like, is this guy...
Well, okay, hold on. And I get what you're saying about yourself. Forget that, all of that. You're way more hot than he deserves. We all saw, I mean, he's Jimmy G, but he's 45. He never played on the football field. He probably doesn't have a giant chaunch like that either. Like, there's he reminds us, you know, the in the right light, he kind of looks like Jimmy G if you squinch
his... No, once you said it, I did see it. I did.
Yeah, oh, I see it too.
I mean, he's not the Italian stallion that Jimmy G is, but...
No, but he's look, this is what I'm saying to you. I'm saying you need to stop with all the... guys are visually... Look, this whole online thing is weird. I admit that it's hard to connect. I've had things go south. I've had things go well. I understand what you're explaining 100%. I also know that, like, just at the heart of how guys are, and Sarah and I have talked about this 1,000 times. She's like, oh, well, if you really want to do some sexting, you should write a guy, right? No, a guy should write me. Tell me everything. I understand what she's saying. I'm not too stupid to hear that. But I also know that guys are visually fucking stimulated, and we don't want to see a shadow. We don't want a silhouette. We want to see all the stuff under a giant, the biggest light possible.
In the sun.
Yeah, that's how we are. So as far as him being visually stimulated or someone who's very curious about how he's going to look, how many times do you waste your time on a bad date and find yourself going,
totally,
well, at least the food's good. So he's trying to weed it out. You know, you say, oh, he took that girl and then he couldn't get rid of her. Look, I get what you're saying, but I also get what he's saying, which is I don't like showing up to a place and feeling like I just got fucking burned. And now in order to be a good human, I need to like actually go through with this rather than just walk by as if... saw you.
Like, I walked in there. I didn't know where you were. No, but that's why I gave my Insta. Like,
right,
you
exactly.
Just because you have a work Insta doesn't mean you can't go onto your work Insta account. It's not like, oh, I can't see people's accounts because it's a dog grooming
no,
salon.
He can see
so
you.
So that's why I was like, look, browse my life, dude.
And my guess is that he did. And look, we've joked about this on the air. I was dating a girl before I got with Christina. I liked her. We were cool, but she went, I can't handle your radio gig. I can't handle your whole life being on the air. I can't handle me being part of your whole life on the air. I can't do it. I got to go. And I was like, okay, good way to know yourself.
Fair
like,
enough.
She,
right.
Good for her. She knew herself and knew that she was going to be on blast all the time. Not in a negative way, but whatever it would be,
depending on.
Is going to get out there.
Could be.
So I'm saying it's possible he looks at that and goes, oh, fuck this. I don't need this in my life. He may be someone who's, you know, quiet, you know, that type that doesn't. But I also think like the way you're going, he writes one word answers, like give him a break.
Okay, then that's fair. Then you've told me that maybe that's a guy thing. But I'm not done with it, but I did want some confirmation through this group chat because I do think you need people to chime in because I'm, you know, people are in their own head.
Don't
message him.
Don't message him. I have one thing that we do have to wrap it up, but I want to say that in thinking of it, because I'm sitting here thinking about this.
Okay.
The magic thing might have been more than just like, I got into that by magic, because then he doesn't come back. It's almost like that is his joke. Like magic, poof.
Oh, and magic! I ghosted you.
Yeah, well, not even. No. Like he might text you again today, but I think he's trying to be funny, you know. And it's
he should work on that.
But that's lost in translation sometimes. So it's
possible one of those people that's going to take all the air out of the room and talk nonstop because that's what we as DJs do. He might be perfect for you in that way, in that he's like, I don't need to have the last word, and I don't need to always be the person in charge of where the conversation goes. I'm along for the ride, which is what often people who are with loudmouths like us need to kind of do. Right?
Yeah, and I'm extra loud. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the update on Monday.
I can't either. Are you coming back on Monday?
We're back on Monday.
Listen, I will text you guys. If I go on this date tonight, I'll text you, and then I can come on Monday. Because if I don't go on the date, who the fuck cares?
Then we'll know. Then we'll know. We'll know. Yeah.
Oh, let me just, here's what I need.
So if I'm on Monday, I went on a date.
I need you to Instagram your pretty face right next to his dumb face while you're out tonight. Put it on Instagram.
Oh, that fucker doesn't get aired. No, he does not get screen time on my fucking Instagram.
We're all staring at your Instagram tonight, and we're all going to be like, we better see a picture of fake Jimmy G.
I'll text you guys if I'm on the date.
That's fine.
Well, don't text us a picture, because we're going to post that.
Yeah, I'm posting.
No, I'll text like of the drinks or something. Homie ain't getting press time yet. He can fuck up. Let's make sure the dick is good before he gets, you know.
God damn it.
He can earn that shit.
Sit down there.
Yeah.
Silly, guys.
Watch your drink. I don't want you roofied. Okay. Thank you for being on B-Hill. Hey, send bad advice questions to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Vincent, give us those Friday magic words.
The end.